I'm so glad that you could make it to Kalon's graduation from Texas A&M. It's a comment that John Foy and I have used recently, and it seems to be very fitting. Just a few days ago, it seems like Brett Girard, Greg Anderson, and I were meeting with members of the Board of Regents, Morris Foster, Jim Schwertner, John White, about the formation of a new company that would be the commercial operator of the National Center for Therapeutics Manufacturing. As the governor has said, and others before me, this did not happen overnight, nor did it happen accidentally. Texas, as you know, is home to many renowned institutions that discover drugs, drugs that can save lives and improve lives. These include MD Anderson, Southwestern, Baylor College of Medicine, and of course the Texas A&M Health Science Center. New drugs that have the potential to significantly improve or save lives are discovered all the time. 10 to 20,000 drugs per year just in the U.S. alone. Yet the problem is that about one out of every 1,000 drug discoveries make it into the marketplace. Why is that? How can we do things to improve the flow of drugs through this pipeline? Well, part of it is the ability to manufacture those drugs, to get them into the marketplace at an economical, safe way, is a tough challenge. It's a very tough challenge. The things that we are doing here will help ever so gently increase that pipeline so that more life-saving drugs can get through. The leadership of the state, Governor Perry, the leaders of Texas A&M University, and the system, the Board of Regents, the Bryan College Station community, Mayor Barry, Mayor Bienski, the County Judge Peters, they have all contributed to this effort, to the effort that's going on here in College Station within the past 10 years. So where does Kalon come in? Kalon was launched, as you heard, in the spring of 2011. What lay ahead appeared daunting, but we knew that expectations were high, and of course, as many Aggies are prone to say, success is the only option. Some 3.5 years later, we're now celebrating the closing of a major transaction with Fujifilm and Mitsubishi that will continue the amazing and impactful work of Kalon. As you know, we have secured contracts and partnerships over the last 3.5 years from GlaxoSmithKline, MD Anderson, the Texas A&M Center for Innovation, Advanced Development, Manufacturing through BARDA, and others. We've recruited far and wide across the nation, securing some of the best talent in the business. An example of that talent is Dr. Bill Reed, who is here today. Bill was the former vice president of U.S. industrial operations for Santa Fe Pasteur. He retired in 2012. And we are fortunate enough to recruit him down here. And he likes to mention that when he retired from Santa Fe, they gave him a great, nice bottle of Cavadel and wined and dined him on the shores of Normandy in France. And I said, well, in Snook, Texas, you can get some fried bacon, and we'd be happy to bring you down there. Bill was also very instrumental in Santa Fe's response to the 2009 pandemic. And so with Bill here in January 2012, we really started to recruit from the best of the best. And of the 105 people we have here, I'll say that almost half of them have been recruited from outside the state of Texas. Some may have said that, how are you going to recruit to College Station for these high-end jobs? Well, I'm telling you, as Brett and I both know, we did it. People want to be in Texas. The climate that the governor has established over the last 10 years are not only bringing companies here, you're bringing people here, governors. Thank you. So Kalon is a university startup success story like any other that I know in the country. We don't have any IP. We had a business plan. We implemented and executed on that business plan, and now we are seeing the fruits of that labor. The transaction is evidence that what we're doing here in College Station matters and is important to the world. Governor Perry, thank you for your vision that you started 10 years ago and your steadfast support of our efforts, more specifically to the Seattle and to Kalon. Some might have chided you, Governor, for being pro-Aggie. Well, I would submit that this is not only pro-Aggie and pro-Texas, but it's pro-world. Thank you for your service to this state. Thank you, Governor. As John mentioned, Kalon was also served by an exceptional board of managers, one that rivals many corporate boards across the nation. These members, particularly John White, who I've known for many years, and Cliff Thomas, guided and directed us from day one. They did this without any form of compensation. They did it because they, too, saw the vision. Dr. Graham, Sean Nugent, Terry Hazel, Brett Gerard, Ray Bonilla, Jerry Peterson, B.J. Graham have all served on this board. They saw the vision, and they carried it forward with us. And, of course, I can't finish this statement without mentioning Brett Gerard, who was there from the very beginning, and who captivated me when I first came over to the system as its general counsel. And Brett really had the passion and the vision that is, you know, to use the word, infectious. He really does. And Brett knows no obstacle. And I think that we all capture that vision. And even though there were times that were challenging at the beginning where people thought, could this really be true? Could what they be saying really actually happen? Well, we've brought two major powers from the corporate industry here to Texas in the last year and a half, GlaxoSmithKline and Fujifilm Corporation and Mitsubishi Corporation along with them. So thank you, Brett, for your service. Now with this transaction completed, I've successfully worked myself out of a job. I am excited. I am going back to rejoin my former law partners at Pillsbury, Winthrop, Shaw, Pittman, where we will be focusing heavily on the life science practice in this, what I refer to as the Texas biotech explosion. My wife, who's here, I'm so happy that she could watch all this happen, and so thank you for being here, Denise. Now it's my privilege to introduce the next speaker, Steve Bagshaw, who's the CEO of the three sites that comprise Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies. Steve gave a speech to the Kalon staff last week, and he talked about how when you have a product that you're making for someone, it's kind of like a baby, and you're handing that baby over to someone, which is the developer and the manufacturer, to care for that baby, nurture it, grow it, and make sure that it can be successful in life. Well, I feel the same way, Steve, that the baby that we've created is being handed over to your good stewardship and to John Foy, who I know will do an exceptionally good job carrying us forward. While I won't be looking from the outside in, I will definitely be cheering from the I will definitely be cheering from the outside in and be one of your greatest fans. Giga Maggies. Thank you.